Welcome to today's podcast episode. Oh, I've got sunshine coming out of my soul today because of what you are about to experience. All right, let me back it on up so that you understand where all this excitement is bubbling out of. So when I started my first mastermind, my very first business coaching program, I was so excited to get in there and learn all the business stuff, And it came with a performance coach, which is kind of like a life coach. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I don't need a life coach. I just need more business information. That'll help me to get to my goals. And then there was a time where I got to meet up with my performance coach. Her name is Mandy Keene. Oh, do you hear the angel singing? Like legit angel singings. But I didn't know at the time at the angel that she was. And so she came over and we just started talking and I expressed, I'm kind of nervous to grow. I'm kind of nervous to take my business to the next level. And of course, she knew how to ask the right questions to find out why I was scared of growing. What was wrong? What was holding me back? And of course, she got it out of me. We figured out what it was. I didn't even know what it was at the time, but she helped me to figure out what it was. And it was because years ago, I don't know how many years ago, I had read or heard something that said anything that it goes wrong in your business is the owner's fault. Anything that goes right in your business is your staff. You can never take credit for that. And so when my employees would come and say, we've got an issue, or we've got this, or we've got that, my head would start spinning, right? If they were having a scuffle or if they were bickering, and I say bickering because, you know, kids fight, kind of felt like the same thing. I would take it internally in and I was like, oh, if I was a better boss, if I knew how to manage people better, if this. And there was even one time where we got robbed. We got robbed by our staff. They took the cash box, they took the other things, and I internalized it. And it became my fault because I started that shame game and went down, if only I, right? And so Mandy helped me to realize that I was taking it all in and I hadn't learned to forgive myself. And so she helped me to practice. I know it kind of sounds a little crazy, but it 100% worked. Mandy has known this process. Mandy knows what entrepreneurs do. And Mandy knows how they take so much in personally. And yet sometimes we just forget to forgive ourselves. And she coached me through that whole process. And as soon as I learned to forgive myself and not take in their errors on my own so that I could focus on being the best owner, the best boss, spoiling them other ways, helping to figure out how to create the best community possible, it wasn't until I was able to let all that guilt go that I could step into who I was supposed to be as an owner, who I was supposed to be as the CEO of my company. Have you ever felt that too? Like something goes wrong in your business and you start to internalize it and you're like, oh, if only I was smarter, if only I could be a better manager, if only I could do this, if only I could do this, and it starts to weigh you down. If you haven't, you are one in a million. We're humans. We have to learn how to handle this stuff. And so ever since meeting Mandy and having her help me to address the issues that sometimes I didn't even know I had, I've always wanted to figure out how I could bring in life coaches into my world to help my students even better. So this last year in January, I got together with Megan Pyra and Katie Oliver, two of my students who have done well beyond the six-figure mark, even the seven-figure mark in their business. They understand business left and right, and they've been such a joy to watch. And I said, hey, what if we develop a program to where we can offer more coaching and we can bring in momentum coaches? Momentum coaches who are like the Mandy Keene that can help not only with the business information, but also to help people feel that momentum when they start to get stuck, they have someone asking them those questions of, oh my gosh, why am I stuck? Why can I not do this? What is going on? And it doesn't necessarily have to do with business at all. It has to do with the thoughts. It's almost like their very own personal head coach, their head trainer, to get them in the right lane again so that they can run their very best race. And so we developed this plan called the Next Level Program. And it's a 12-week program, and we have been running it since April. Every Monday, I get to sit in there with Pro Coach Megan, Pro Coach Katie, and then the three momentum coaches, the ones that know the questions to ask the people on why they're getting stuck. We've got momentum coach Misty. We've got momentum coach Melissa and momentum coach Tanya. And every time I sit in there, it fills my heart when they talk about our students and how they are able to get through some of those things, some of those limiting beliefs, some of those thoughts that they thought were fact, and be able to break through them. And so what I wanted to do with this episode is I wanted to bring them in. And it's almost like you get your very own personal coaching from these momentum coaches. First off, we're going to have Tanya come in, and she's not only going to talk about what some headspace, some stuff where she sees people getting stuck, but she's also going to show you some amazing examples of how people pushed through it. And then we've got Coach Melissa in, and she is going to walk you through the process of some of the things that you can do. So make sure that you are pulling out your pens and paper. And then we've got Coach Misty. Now, Misty was on the podcast about a month ago, and I interviewed her. And one of my favorite quotes, one of my favorite things that she said from that podcast episode is, when you hit a red light, do you turn around and go home? No. When you're driving to the grocery store and the light turns red, you just wait, right? Well, sometimes in our business, we get to that red light and we decide that, oh, we better go home. This wasn't right for us. No. We just have to stop, breathe, and then wait for the light to turn green or turn left or turn right and keep moving on that path. And so she is going to come in and she's going to talk about some of the amazing stories that she has been able to help and been able to coach. So get ready. This is going to be like you're getting your very own life coach in your head, helping you work through the things that just might be keeping you stuck in your business. It is such a treat to bring them on. First up, we have Tanya. Let's dive in to hear what Tanya has to say. Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building four online multi-million dollar businesses with four kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle.
Hi, I'm Tanya Denler, and I am lucky to be one of Allison's momentum coaches. I feel I have the best job in the world. I have the pleasure of taking a journey with amazing, inspiring women as they follow their dreams. I didn't understand when I started that this would be such a tremendous experience. I have had the privilege to work with strong, hardworking, creative, brilliant, beautiful, loving women. I wish I could tell you each of their stories. They have each grown and triumphed in ways that have been astonishing examples to me. Alas, I have chosen two to share today. First is Michelle Langford. Michelle, as many of the ladies, was unsure of her need for a momentum coach. Truly, I am thrilled when they are doing well and don't need me. And Michelle didn't think she needed me. She was reluctant and held back on our calls, but she was nice and played along. I'm pretty sure I freaked her out when I asked what her big dream for her business was. She didn't know how to answer, and she seemed to squirm. I tried to talk about how our mind sometimes keeps us from dreaming to protect us from being disappointed. She wasn't buying it, but said, okay, yeah. Then we had some fun conversations and we laughed. I seemed to be her avatar, and we had some great talks about ideas and products. She became more relaxed, but we were just talking about easy things. Then came the last week of May. We spoke on the 26th with 5 days left in the month. She had $1,000 left to reach her goal of $5,000 for the month, and she didn't think she would make it. She had resigned to what she thought was the fact that it wasn't going to happen. I was so excited. Here was a way to help her see her mind. It wasn't a fact that she wasn't going to make it. It was just a thought. She could choose to change her thought. She could choose to think it would happen. She could choose to believe. We spoke about believing, and why not choose to believe? She was open to it and wanted to try. We spoke about not worrying about the how, and that the magic is in not knowing. I use the analogy of the Disneyland ride Space Mountain. It's one of my favorites. The ride is so fun because you can't see where you are going. It is magical. The ride is truly enjoyed if you relax and go with whatever comes while believing that you will have fun. If they turned on the lights, it would almost be ruined. It would lose its magic. Our life is like the ride. We can't see what is coming next. We don't know our next adventure. God created it that way. And in so doing, it enables Him to help us create magic in our lives. If we believe and embrace the magic of not knowing and have faith, God makes amazing things happen. Michelle decided to believe. I totally believed in her too. I told her to text me when she hit $5,000. On Saturday, May 30th, she sent her text. She had not only hit her goal, but she had exceeded it by more than $600. Absolutely magical. It hasn't been an easy ride since then, but she has grown and learned to believe, and she will create more magic. My second lady is Dee Blaken. Once again, she was wary of a momentum coach. It seemed like she didn't know what to think of me or what to do with me. She's super sweet, and we had some nice conversations. She is such an inspiration of figuring things out and getting them done. She doesn't have much fear, so she just gets it done. I love it. But a few weeks into our calls, Dee started to open up. She spoke about her divorce and how she was still angry about it. I admitted that I had also been through a divorce. I tried to tell her that the best thing I realized was that I wasn't going to let the divorce take any more from me than it already had. I had chosen to let the bitterness and anger go. She, like Michelle, said, "Okay, yeah," but she wasn't letting it sink in. I was then inspired with the thought to tell her about the song Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw. It was one of my dad's favorites, and it had inspired me. So I said, "Dee, do you like Tim McGraw?" And she was so cute and totally leapt and said, "I love Tim McGraw." So I said, "Well, if you don't believe me, believe him. In his song, Humble and Kind, he says bitterness keeps you from flying. Dee, I want you to fly. You can fly." Dee was so excited after that. She said she was going to listen to that song every morning and that it was going to be her inspiration. From that moment, she let go of the bitterness and she started to fly. I have heard it in her voice ever since. Her perspective has completely changed. She isn't a victim anymore. She has taken control of her life and decided what she wants to create. She has a brightness that she didn't have before. She still has grounding moments, but she handles them with more calm and confidence. Dee has also shared her inspiration with her loved ones. She is so full of love and giving. She is sharing her light. All of the ladies I have had the privilege to work with have had marvelous breakthroughs. Whether it's been overcoming the fear of posting, to quitting the habit of saying, "I should be doing more." They have pushed through doubts and feelings of inadequacy. They have also stuck with something until they have figured it out. Each one has dealt with overwhelm, insecurity, and not being enough. They have been completely human. And as such, we have had an incredible journey of real life. These women are living full lives and growing so much. They are truly inspiring. It has been my absolute pleasure to spend time with these amazing ladies. I have made so many new friends and we have had a great journey together. I am so grateful to Allison for giving these women and myself an opportunity to be there for each other. I can't wait for the next session.
Next up, we've got Melissa. Make sure you've got your pen and paper ready for this one.
Hello, hello, Allison. Hey, it's Melissa. Thank you so much for letting me share some of my perspective from being on the sidelines as a momentum coach in your Next Level program. So what's it like being a momentum coach? The best way to sum it up is it's all the feels and oh, so many thoughts. Honestly, for me, being a momentum coach has been such an incredible experience. I feel like, first off, the students that I was able to coach were handpicked just for me. I cherished my time with them and I looked forward to each and every call. So I think those things alone for sure secure our best friend status, which technically makes them my BVFs or best virtual friends. I think we're definitely going to need BVF keychains to celebrate that one. I've been listening each week to each of these incredible entrepreneurs. They've been vulnerable and they've shared their journey, their stories, their experiences, their struggles, and their triumphs. They are heroes. They are my heroes. So can I just take a few minutes to express my awe and amazement for these fantastic heroes? Actually, it's probably really going to take more like hours to even try to do it justice. And we should probably just start putting a documentary together, or even better, a storybook. These heroes are inspiring and amazing. And each individual journey and story is my favorite. So don't try and make me choose just one. I mean, we all love a good success story, right? So why choose one? Why not two? Or maybe even a dozen? As we think about business, we can kind of boil it down to being all about products and people. We can take the principles that we know about successfully selling products and we can apply it to successfully serving people. I can hear Coach Megan saying right now, test, test, test. We know the importance of testing our products in the marketplace to find its sweet spot. That same thing goes for our thoughts. We can test or try on the thoughts that serve us best. Managing our thoughts will directly affect our results, and operating from empowering emotions is going to help us gain that momentum to help us move forward. We're constantly evaluating and taking inventory of our products and deciding which ones we need to let go of, what we need to hold on to, and if we even need a pivot within our products or business. We want to be able to take that same action with our thoughts. Katie had this overwhelming, controlling thought that she had to do it all on her own. But when she got to the point where she allowed herself to let go of that thought, she was able to let go of the bookkeeping. And that opened up so much brain space for her, and she was able to focus and extend even more offers. How about holding on to what you do know and believe, like Nicole, and believing that she is worthy of success, just the way she is? Or how about Leilani? She pivoted the focus of her business and learned to operate from the thoughts and feelings that could drive her to her desired results. The value that we place on our products does not determine our personal value in the world. Each of us is deserving, worthy, and valued just the way we are. And when this is internalized and truly believed, the magic starts happening. This is what draws us into this story, the development of the character and the overcoming of opposition. So let me share just a few glimpses into one of these journeys. We all love a good list, right? So go ahead and grab your pretty pens and your cute paper and let's go ahead and start making a list. I'm going to share with you some secrets to success of an emerging business owner. So at the top of our list, let's jot down some must-have traits to start a business. You're probably thinking things like hardworking, determined, action-oriented, and able to dream big. If those traits are resonating with you, or if they describe you, you'll probably have a lot in common with Jessica. So here's Jessica. She's brand spanking new to being a business owner and the hot social media scene. So here she comes right out of the gate and headed straight into two new and very uncomfortable places for her to be. She is opening her shop at the beginning of April in the midst of a pandemic, but she was determined and she was willing to work hard. And she saw the fruits of her labor when she saw over 1,200 in sales in her first month. She came to our weekly live trainings and she was just soaking up all the information. She was implementing these nuggets of knowledge that she was getting from the training takeaways and all the things that she was learning. She loves to learn and she lives by the mantra that knowledge is not enough, but it is nothing without action. So incidentally, this quote hangs in her home in the room where some of us receive some of our best inspiration. So here's Jessica, super savvy and knowledgeable woman of action who knew she needed to get more traffic to her site. She's an introvert, so she was questioning, how am I going to do this? How am I going to put myself out there and not come across as super salesy? And how am I going to actually reach out to these people and get more customers to my site? When she stepped back, assessed the situation, she took a deep breath and she opted to come from the approach, hey, this is all figure outable. And I am here to serve my customers. This shift really helped her to let go of her belief that as a shop owner, you have to be super salesy. She's a big dreamer and she's ambitious and she's determined to reach her goals. And sometimes we can have some impatience in this process, and sometimes that impatience can get the best of us. And it can make it more challenging for us to remember that success is not going to happen overnight. So instead of hanging out in this pool of endless misery and woe and frustration, Jessica decided to hold on, trust the process, and keep going at a more realistic and less frantic pace. So again, she took a step back, she assessed the situation, she took another deep breath, and she made the next mindset shift. She was making peace and being grateful for where she is, right here and right now. She slowed it all down and took time to reflect on what she was actually accomplishing. Do you guys realize that beating yourself up for not being further along in the process is not going to be very motivating at all? And do you know that love is always, it is always the answer? Do you believe that being kind, compassionate, and loving to yourself is going to be far more motivating? And when was the last time you stopped and thanked you for being you? So I want you to keep these things in mind because this is where my favorite pivot and transformation happened. Jessica took this simple little task of adding three things that she did well to her morning journaling. She was adding these three little things that she was grateful for. And through this, it changed her perspective about herself completely. She told me, "I always thought if I was nice to myself, I wouldn't keep improving. Turns out when I'm nice, it gives me more motivation to be better." Imagine that. There is no argument that Jessica's ability to work hard, be driven, and set and keep goals have definitely worked in her favor to get her business up and running. But let's go back to that list. I propose that we add a few more things to our list of desirable traits. And these are a few that are really worth trying on. They've really helped Jessica to become even more successful and to keep her momentum moving forward as she's reaching toward her dreams. So let's add to that list, willing to learn, being okay with the uncomfortable unknown and taking the time to shift your mindset. So seeing this transformation happen in these women has been remarkable. Watching them make the choice to get out of their own heads and out of their own way and to allow their love and confidence in themselves direct their path has brought so much more focus and clarity to the work that they're already doing. I love these women, and they are my heroes. I love cheering them on and having their back, no matter where they are in their story. They have got their momentum going, and you know, and I know, they're not stopping. And this story is not ending anytime soon. So now what? These women are creating the best concert experiences imaginable. And I'm their biggest fan. Wherever these women are going, I want to be there. I don't want to miss it. So, hey, where's your next show on your tour? I'm going to be there. I'll be the fangirl in the front row jumping up and down and yelling, "I know her! I know her! Isn't she inspiring and amazing?" Oh, yeah. She's my BVF, and we have matching keychains to prove it.
And last up, we've got Coach Misty. Get ready to be inspired. Let's go.
Hey there. I'm Misty Thomas, and I'm one of the Momentum Coaches in Allison's Next Level program. I want to share the journey of a couple of students that have gone through the program so you can see what it's like. Before I do, I want to touch on some of the ways working with a Momentum Coach can be helpful. We are not emotionally tied to your business, so we have the ability to be objective and offer an outside perspective. Often we can see what you may not be able to see. Sometimes when we're in our own mind, we just are used to the things that we think. So an outside perspective can be helpful. When you have a place to voice your thoughts out loud and talk through the things that are on your mind, it helps you to sort them out, understand them better, and gain clarity, which then gives you direction. We can offer accountability from 1 week to the next, help you plan and prioritize your next moves. We help you stay focused on your goals and consistent in your efforts. It's so easy for all of us to get distracted or to want to do so many things all at once, so we can help you stay focused. We help you understand mindset and human behavior better, so you recognize that many of the challenging thoughts and feelings you experience are normal and that you aren't alone. We talk through areas that are common sticking points for people, like confusion, doubt, and the fear that comes up in so many forms. Fear of putting yourself and your ideas out into the world, fear of rejection, fear of doing things wrong, or the fear of failing altogether. We really like to reframe the idea of failure and really turn it into a lot of learning, a lot of information, and a lot of data. Our whole purpose is to help you tap into the wisdom that's within you. You know better than anyone else what's best for you, for your business, and for your life. We just help you uncover it and support you as you practice implementing it. I've worked with many students over the last 3 months in Next Level, and I have been in awe of their dedication and their ability to overcome the many different obstacles and challenges that have come up for them. As this audience knows, building a business is hard work, and the discouraging times can seem heavy and long, especially when you're in the middle of them. But when you're committed and determined to achieve your goals, your willingness to go through the discomfort and the challenging times will be exactly what strengthens you and prepares you to be able to handle whatever comes your way. Also, it makes the good times so much sweeter. We have to have the contrast in our life of the hard times and the difficult challenges to be contrasted with the good times and the easier times. That is what makes this human experience so much better. So let me tell you about Diane. She joined Allison's 0 to 100K system in January of this year. And she started from scratch. She really didn't know what she wanted her business to be. And I do remember in our first meeting that she said she wasn't very techie, but she was willing to do the work to figure things out along the way. That mindset served Diane so well throughout this process. She was willing to research and contact customer service and get the help from the next level coaches. She showed up to our meetings every week and she worked hard throughout the whole program. She followed the steps that were outlined in the program and she attended all of the trainings faithfully. She struggled, as everybody does, with decisions at times, but she kept working on the things that she could have control over and keep moving along. There were times when she was tempted to expand her ideas beyond where she was currently at, but she followed Allison's advice and she really tried to keep her focus on the things that she was allowing her business to become. And you really could see it take shape as she kept that constraint in place. She looked ahead and she planned things that she wanted to do leading up to her website launch. And she followed her plans from week to week. Her plans did not always go as she hoped. Things came up in her life, or there were some technical things that were out of her control. But she was diligent. She worked through them. The times that she needed to deal with family things, she allowed herself that time and then brought herself back around to her business work. She successfully launched her website, which was a huge step for her. And she recognized that while it was a big step and so exciting and so fun, it also was scary for her, which she pushed through that fear and made it happen. And she also recognized that she had to keep going, that there was more to do. And she has. She's currently continuing to do the things to build her business. She knows that what Allison says all the time, if you build it, they don't necessarily always come. We have to invite them. We have to continue to put the work in. And she's doing that. So just her steadiness from week to week served her so well. It's not that she didn't have any setbacks or any challenges. She absolutely did. But she did not make them mean that she should stop or change directions or give up. She consistently figured things out and is taking the next step. She's doing amazing. Another student I've had the pleasure of working with is Silvana. And she started the program toward the end of 2019. And she started down a path and thought that that's the direction that she would go toward fashion and that sort of thing. But she was wrong. She knew in her heart that she had something much greater in store. And she knew that she would have to completely change the direction of her business in order to create what she had in mind. She made that hard decision and then she got to work. And so Savannah's story is that she has two daughters. The younger of the two has Down syndrome. Through much thought and inspiration, Silvana has had the idea of starting a movement that supports and gives back to families that have a child with Down syndrome who experience significant medical complications and subsequently the expenses and challenges that are associated with the treatments and extended hospital stays. There are several factors at play with Silvana's idea, and I would love to be able to share them all. But for lack of time, I can't really expand the entire amazing story here. I hope at some point she can share in greater detail all of that. But in order for her to make progress and actually bring her idea into reality, it was imperative that she intentionally choose one thing to focus on so she could build the foundation for her business around that, get it in place, and get it going. This was not easy for her. She has a lot of amazing ideas churning and things that she's eager to pursue, but she was super wise in narrowing her focus and committing to one thing. Since making that decision, she's dedicated herself to seeing it through. She has been through all of the emotions that come along with building a business and starting a movement. She's experienced times when she has been challenged with learning and implementing new technology. She's had family issues come up that she's managed through, and she's allowed herself grace along the way. She's taken several steps forward and has had to backtrack a few times before she felt like it was right. At one point, she completely lost her website, something Shopify's tech support hasn't ever even seen before. Luckily, they were able to resolve the issue and get it back. She was incredibly calm after that experience. I don't know how I would have handled that. She did amazing. She's utilized the resources offered through Allison's program and tech support through the different systems that she's using, and she's been really good at getting the help that she's needed along the way, and she's had several moving parts and several things happening all at once, but she keeps moving forward, keeps working them out, and is very calm about it as she goes. She's experiencing right now the fear that comes up when we're about to take a big leap. She, as of this recording, she's days away from launching her website. What I love about this is that she's very aware of it. She's expecting it. She knows it. She's recognizing the feelings that she's having of that fear, and she's working through it. She's not running away from it. She's not suppressing it. She's not hiding it. She's facing it and moving through it. Silvana has been an excellent example of having patience with the process and trusting the process. She's been so open to learning and handling whatever comes her way. So these are just two students that I've had the chance to talk about today, and they represent several students who I have just been absolutely inspired by and amazed by over the last 3 months. It has been such an amazing opportunity for me to be part of this journey and to watch them go through the many different things, many different emotions, the ups, the downs, and be able to manage through those and work through those. It's been amazing. I am so impressed with this community and the willingness that you all have of helping each other, encouraging each other, and inspiring each other. One of the things that comes up a lot is the temptation to compare where you're at with somebody else. And I would just really, really encourage you to see this community as an opportunity to be inspired, to be encouraged, to be helped moved forward, rather than using it as a place to compare what somebody else is doing and you're not quite there yet. So that's just my encouragement to you, because it really is an amazing community. You are all doing amazing work, and I am just so grateful to be a part of it.
All right. I hope you love that podcast episode so much, and you are able to learn and to think and maybe figure out the thing that is holding you back, or the thing that you're just wondering why you can't get through it. Now, if you are interested in the Next Level program, it is opening up in August. This is a 12-week program where we show up with you week after week for the entire 12-week process. And we're actually wrapping up our very first run with it. We've got another week of the program. Then we're closing it down to help us catch our breath over the summer, and then we're going to be opening it up again in August. And so watch, listen, if you are interested, I'll start putting that link out. It's totally application style only, because we only accept those that are willing to change their lives. But I'm so excited you were able to listen, to get a little insight of what happens with life coaching and why I think it is so essential when you are running your business. All right, I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful day getting out there. Get your product out there. Go make that money. Put it in your pocket where it belongs. You are meant to have money because you're going to do good things with it. Money can do really good things, and I'm cheering for you. I'm cheering for you. I know you can do it. Push through those limiting beliefs. Go get it. You deserve it. All right. I will see you next week on the Because I Can Live podcast. Oh, my goodness, that was so much fun. Thank you for listening to this episode of Because I Can podcast. Now, I've had a lot of you reach out to me and say, Allison, what are some of the products you started with when you didn't have a lot of money? So what I decided to do is I got 16 products, some of my very first products online that got me to my first $1 million. And I have a feeling some of these products are going to absolutely shock you. So you've got to get this free downloadable PDF. Now to do that, just go to becauseicanlife.com/gift. All right, I can't wait to talk to you on the next Because I Can podcast.